Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric. Got an email this morning. This guy's daughter just lost her first tooth. She's aware of the tooth fairy system.
Right.
Is preparing for it. Had a couple of questions, though. You know, she's new to it, but she's aware of it. She's like, all right, what expectation should I have here?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to go to sleep tonight. I'm going to put this tooth under here. Dad, what happens? Dad's like, well, the tooth fairy comes. What kind of money can I talk about here? Because I'm trying to plan ahead. I'm trying to get a down payment on a few things. Like, I don't know. This mm-hmm. is the first tooth in the family here, and maybe we need to find out.
I love her hustle.
233-1019. Good morning, Caden.
That's you, baby.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Great. How old are you, Caden?
Are you saying Caden or Hayden?
Caden. Is it Caden or Hayden?
It's Hayden.
Hayden. All right, Hayden. Let's go with Hayden.
All right.
How old are you, Hayden?
I'm 10.
10. Okay, and do you have all your teeth?
I actually have lost some.
Okay.
But I still have some.
Gotcha. Good. Hold on to those. The ones that you've lost, have you put them under your pillow for the tooth fairy?
Oh, yeah, every time.
Every time. All right. And what kind of payoff is that generally?
Well, my first one, it was like $5.
Oh, wow.
But
wow.
Then it was like $3 when I started getting older.
I see. How do you... How do you feel about that? As you get older and lose more teeth, the tooth fairy starts to go down in price. Does that bother you at all? Are you okay with it?
I'm kind of okay with it, as long as I get money.
Yeah, as long as I get money.
Yeah.
Well, that's the world we live in now. Do you have anything loose right now? Any loose teeth, Hayden?
Well, one of my teeth kind of, like, feels weird.
Mm.
But I don't think it's
loose. Got it. Mm. Do you actually pull those teeth out yourself, like when they get loose? Or do you have like a brother that knocks them out or anything like that?
My dad actually ties a string to my tooth and slams the door.
Oh, that's a classic.
Yeah, that's an old one.
That's better than tying it to the car and having him take off. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's not too bad. Now, as far as the tooth fairy goes, you seem to know a lot about him. Are you familiar? Anything like similar to that in your house with the Easter Bunny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that all things that are involved with are real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All the fairy people are.
Was Santa good to you this year?
Yeah. I got really good gifts.
Really?
Wow.
What was your favorite?
Probably my hand buzzer.
A what?
Hand buzzer?
Yeah.
What's that do?
Like you wind it up, and then when someone shakes their hand, it gives them like a little.
Another classic.
You zap them. Yeah. That's great when you have family over that you don't like around. You give them a couple zaps, they maybe hit the road, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. You know, that's great. I'm glad you said that, Hayden, because later this morning we're going to have a topic called How Do You Get People to Leave Your House?
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you've done a good start for us. All right. What are you doing up so early?
I'm actually driving to in the back seat, driving to my grandma.
Oh, nice. A lot of snow?
Yeah, as far as I can see.
Yeah. Are you going to get outside today and play in the snow, or are you going to stay inside with the video games?
Stay inside with the video
games. There you go. Welcome to 2021. Hayden, I hope you have a great day. Thanks for the information. We'll pass it along, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, buddy. See ya.
I love Hayden. Hayden seems so appreciative and easy to please.
He's the guy.
Santa brings you a hand buzzer and you're happy.
This guy. $5 and then there is a descending amount.
Yeah.
From that point forward. So
first tooth is special.
Hi, Bridget. Did you hear Hayden?
Hi, I did, yeah.
Yeah. In your house for your kids when they're losing teeth, there's teeth everywhere. What's the tooth fairy historically been bringing?
$1.
$1.
I have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old, and I guarantee you they're just as happy to get $1 as $5.
I
don't know what money is.
Right, I would imagine, yeah. It's all the same. Just goes right back into a Venmo somewhere, like Whip was saying, right?
Right, I just take it back at the end of the day.
There you go.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they don't even know.
Yeah, it's great stuff. All right, well, I learned a lot there from Hayden. Also, what's old is new again. Hand buzzers are back.
Hayden is like a throwback.
That's Whip's kind of kid.
That is. The old yank out with a string, the hand buzzer for hilarity.
You just go over to his house and you go, hey, you want to try one of the new video games? And Hayden says, no, you know what? Why don't we go kick a can?
Yeah.
All right,
if you don't mind, shake my hand.
Right.
Come on, do it.
We're just going to go in the street and kick the can down to one street and kick the can back. It's going to be great. Here's another. I'm going to teach you another thing about broadcasting.
Yeah.
You're so stressed out right now. Yeah. In 4 minutes, no one's going to even remember or care.
Oh, I'll think about it for 4 weeks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It'll be fine. I won't even think about it probably halfway through this.
Right.
Stop it.
312-233-1019. Are you ready, Whip, for Whip Guesses Your Inches?
Yes.
All right, let's begin. In at number three, hang on, Bryce, hang on, Tina, or Bruce, hang on, Tina, hang on, Megan. Bruce, let's start with you.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Bruce, where are you from?
I'm up in Lake Forest. I'm out plowing.
All right, Bruce in Lake Forest. Violetta, where is Lake Forest?
I'm going to say north.
That is exactly right. All right, Bruce, without answering the amount, do you know your inches, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, Whip, what do you think Bruce has? Guess Bruce's inches up in Lake Forest.
I'm going to go with 3.6 inches, Bruce.
3.6, Bruce?
Short.
Short how much?
He's almost an inch. I'm at 4.5.
Whoa. 4.5 inches.
Don't rob all the man of an inch.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you. Keep plowing and be safe. Be safe. In at number two, Tina.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Tina, where are you from?
Brookfield.
Brookfield. Violetta, where is Brookfield?
That's north.
No, I'm sorry.
Brookfield Zoo? Okay, like northwest?
No, it's due west.
What's due west?
It's right by McCook.
What's due west? Straight west.
Oh.
Yeah. You don't know what due west means?
I never heard of that. It sounds like summer.
Seriously,
due,
Tina, if it's not on Instagram, she doesn't know what it is. If it's not on Instagram, she doesn't know what it is.
How do you spell that, due?
No, it's not important. Tina, have you had a chance to check your inches?
I went outside today.
Okay, you did go outside. Did you actually measure or are you just eyeballing it?
No, I'm just eyeballing it.
All right, cool.
You're eyeballing it?
Yeah, here we go. how many inches? Whip guesses inches for Tina in Brookfield. How many out there in Brookfield?
I'm guessing.
Hold on. No, Whip's got to guess.
Oh, she's guessing. All right, you're just going to say I'm right then based on the fact that you're eyeballing it. 3.2.
3.2 in Brookfield, Tina.
I was going to say 4.25.
Oh, I'm sorry, Whip. I trust Tina's eyeballs.
What kind of game is this?
There we go.
Do West.
And finally in at number one. Hi there, Megan.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Where are you from?
I live in Hinckley.
Oh, I love it.
Oh,
where
man.
Is Hinckley, Violetta? Tell her, is it north, west, or south?
I'm going to say south.
No.
Dang it! Everything's west.
Yeah, out there due west. Hinckley Big Rock, right?
Hinckley Big Rock,
yeah.
That's right.
I grew up out that way. You know Elburn, don't you, Megan?
I sure do. We play baseball in Elburn.
See, there you go.
Is that where the water company's from?
No.
Hinckley Springs?
What a nice guess.
Quality water, though.
She saw that ad on Instagram. It just popped up.
Yeah.
All right, have you had a chance to go outside and check your inches, Megan?
I sure did.
Okay, Whip's going to try to successfully guess your inches. Let me give you a drum roll on this one, Whip, at number one.
Yeah, I'm going to go big on this one.
Hinckley, Megan, how many inches, Whip?
I'm going to go with 5.3.
Megan?
I was going to say 5.5.
We'll give you that one. We'll give you that one, Whip. There's
Bam!
A winner.
Right on the nose.
There's a winner right there. Wow. You out plowing, shoveling, doing any of that stuff, Megan?
I was shoveling this morning. I'm headed into work now. So.
Okay. Well, where do you work? How far away?
I work in the western suburb.
All right. But you've got a few country roads to travel.
I just made it off the country road, and I'm feeling much better now.
I'll bet.
Good.
What's everybody talking about other than sliding off the road? Let's find out. Top three things trending on Twitter right now at the social media desk is Violetta at number three.
Baby bust trending after new reports and numbers show that the pandemic did not create a baby boom like people expected. I guess not even locking couples together and taking away their social calendars will convince Americans to have babies.
You know what? That comes into play with anybody listening who people lock together a little bit too much.
Oh.
Explain what that means. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Kobe and Gigi trending as people are remembering the NBA legend and his daughter on the one-year anniversary of their accident.
Wow.
I know. It's been one whole year.
A year today?
Yeah.
Wow. Can't believe it's been that long.
Yeah, well, it wasn't pandemic time yet, so.
Doesn't the pandemic feel 5 years long?
Yes.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Van Gogh is trending in Chicago because the immersive exhibit is gearing up to kick off on February 11th, just in time for Valentine's Day. It's going to be a massive digital presentation of Van Gogh's work in the Lighthouse Art Space at the Germania Club building. That's going to be near Clark and North Avenue.
Van Gogh. He's the cut the ear off guy, right?
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. I thought I had that. hang on, Patricia. Hang on, Mary. Hi there, Randy.
Hey, good morning.
Spending too much time?
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt my wife would say we are spending too much time together. She'll get off the couch, you know, with this COVID. She's a teacher.
Uh-huh.
And I'm, where are you going? Oh, just into the kitchen. Oh, I'll come. And there's no doubt that she looks forward to the 24 hours they spend at the fire out.
There you go.
There's no doubt.
Yeah. You just love her so much. You just want to be so close and together all the time. I'll go with you to the kitchen. Oh, my God.
No, don't.
Oh, my God. Where are you going? Just to the bathroom. I'll go with you.
Leave the door open so really we can talk.
Yeah. Patricia, too much time together?
Yes. I actually, last month, unfortunately, I had tested positive for COVID. And so I had to get my bedroom to myself, and I was really happy.
Right, because you got some time away?
Being separate, yeah, exactly. And then when I finally went back in and I tested, you know, negative, I told my kids, do not tell your father tested positive. He didn't come back.
Right, I'm still positive. You've been positive since August. Yeah, no, I can't seem to shake it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
No, you can't come in here for at least another month. It's bad in here. Don't come in here.
Nope.
Mary, too much time together.
First of all, I do want to say I love my husband.
All right.
But
we're on the record.
We're sitting on the couch watching something on TV. And I just move a little to like just get comfortable.
Uh-huh.
Where are you going? You going somewhere? Uh-huh. Do you want me to go with you? It is like, no, I'm just getting comfortable. It's yeah.
I think I heard the doorbell. I'll go with you to check.
Yeah, can't stand being away from you.
Yeah. So when you sit, you're talking about sitting on the couch. How close do you guys sit?
He's at one end and I'm at the other end.
That's interesting because I also saw this. Mary, listen to this.
Yeah.
The way you sit on the couch with your partner says a lot about your relationship.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. All right, I'm going to give you the different ways that are on here, okay? All right?
Okay.
You tell us which one most closely resembles the way the two of you sit on the couch. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You sit on different couches, number one. You sit with one of your sets of legs on the other person's lap, number two.
Oh, cute.
You sit side by side, touching but not cuddling,
mm-hmm.
Number four. You sit at opposite sides of the couch. Number five, you cuddle in the corner of the couch.
Together.
Number six, you cuddle in the middle of the couch. Or number seven, you corner cuddle with tucked legs. Any of those sound close to you?
The closest one would be, it's like a combo. He's at one end, I'm at the other, but his legs are usually draped onto my, like his feet are on my lap.
Gotcha. Okay. Legs on lap. Around 20% of people sit with legs on their partner's lap. According to the researchers, the person with their legs over their partner is to some degree demanding attention and has the dominant position. So that would be him, right?
I guess so.
That would be pretty accurate. And you said you sit at opposite sides?
Yeah, but the couch isn't huge.
Right.
So, I mean, there's a room for, like, a child between us.
That's called the bookend position. That's used by 16% of couples. It's called detachment in a relationship. However, it isn't a bad thing. It can be beneficial as it means neither is afraid of being alone, except that he keeps putting his legs on you.
Yeah.
Which I think is really, really telling. The average dollar amount for an ATM withdrawal, WIP takes out $60. Violetta takes out $1,500.
No, I wish.
The average amount is what? 312-233-1019. Julie.
Yes.
You say.
I'm going with $100.
A nice round $100. No.
Absolutely.
It is actually less than that.
Mm. Less?
Less than $100 is the average amount, Angel.
$20.
No. More than that. I've never really understood the taking $20 out at a time concept.
It's really just to, like, tip someone.
If you need something specific, like, I need this cash, like, right, you're going to the car wash. Like, for example, if I'm going to the car wash across the street, the bank's there, I take the 20 out and, you know.
I get it. Yeah. But I'm just saying, when you do that, when you've made the effort to make the trip to the ATM to get 20, maybe get a little extra so that you don't have to make that trip the next time to get the 20.
Anticipate the next time.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Tom, the average amount is what?
$65.
That is exactly right. $65 is your average ATM withdrawal in America. $65. So, Whip, you're right about there. Violetta, you've lost your mind. Well, this is an interesting collision of things right now.
Oh.
I mean, this is so 2020/2021.
Oh.
Because we're about to talk to a baseball player who's involved with a great cause related to golf and kids here in Chicago on a day that we just had a snowstorm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That all make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Ian Happ from the Cubs is an honorary ambassador for First Tee Greater Chicago. I'm involved with this group, too. They do great work, First Tee for Greater Chicago, reaching 2,000 kids annually at the Chicago Park District facilities and public golf courses throughout the Chicagoland area, and with a big announcement with something coming today that Ian's going to tell us all about.
Ooh.
Good morning, Ian.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Great. How are you doing?
Wonderful on this snowy day in Chicago.
It is miserable, isn't it?
Yes, this is not baseball or golf weather.
No, it is neither. Of the two of those, which one do you miss playing the most right now, baseball or golf?
Oh, man. I miss baseball. I miss having the fans at Wrigley. I'm really hoping that by midsummer we can have a little bit more normal day game at Wrigley.
That'll be nice, right? But are you out? Is it today you're out with First Tee for Greater Chicago talking about the brand new project up at Waveland?
Yep, in about an hour, we're going to be over there at Sydney Maravich over right off Waveland. And it's a really exciting project. We're excited that it's going to impact a bunch of kids. It's going to make it easier for the First Tee to have their own location, their own home base, and they're going to be able to do stuff all throughout the winter. So the official groundbreaking is today, and we're hoping that by the fall or next fall, we'll have some real progress. And it's just a really exciting project that I'm happy to be involved with.
Yeah, they're spending like $1.5 million on this project, giving First Tee of Greater Chicagoland a home base now to work with kids. And if you drive on Lakeshore Drive, you've seen the golf course mm-hmm. off on the right mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
And so they're redoing a whole part of that facility and dedicating it First Tee of Greater Chicago to help all these kids. Ian, you're involved with that quite a bit, right?
Yeah, I've been involved with First Tee for a few years now here. It's just such a great organization that touches and impacts kids all over the greater Chicago area. And my dad was involved with the Greater Tee of Pittsburgh. It's something that's been near and dear to my heart for a long time. I'm just really thrilled to be able to be involved, to have Family Fund is donating $10,000 today as well to the project. So we're just excited as a family to get involved and do what we can.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think if I remember correctly, obviously with a groundbreaking on a day like today and with COVID and everything, that's a little tough. But people can check things out virtually too, I believe, right?
Yes, yes. I believe the whole thing is live on Facebook, and they're going to be taking a lot of video as well, and they'll be able to share the whole thing. So, I think it's very limited today, not only with COVID, but with the snowstorm.
Right.
And then, yeah, they'll have a bunch of videos they'll be sharing so you can follow along.
All right, you can check it out on the website, too, firstteegreaterchicago.org. firstteegreaterchicago.org. Hey, Ian, we keep hearing that they might delay the start of spring training, too. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. There's just so much going on. Players want to play 162 games. I think that's the biggest thing for us is let's get a full season in this go around. We've kind of proven that we can play in the midst of a pandemic. We've done it. And we're hoping that we can get all the health and safety protocols nailed down, get up to Arizona and get things going.
Ian, I know you have a podcast with a couple of your buddies, so you're sort of like you're infringing on our territory, really. But it's fantastic. But, you know, there was a story earlier today where the old football coach John Madden, after whom the game is named, Madden, says that if he were coaching today, he would hire a couple of young guys to literally draw up schemes based on simulations that they would play in Madden against the team that they're going to play upcoming. Do you guys ever play baseball video games and talk about it and ever use any of that in any way in real life baseball?
No, not really. We do a ton of work with analytics, and we do a lot of looking at pitches. I think the closest thing that we have with the Cubs mm-hmm. is that we have a virtual reality machine or set of goggles that gives you the exact motion and exactly how the pitches look out of the pitcher's hand from the opposing pitcher you're going to face that night. So you can put these goggles on, and it looks like you're facing Adam Wainwright or whoever's on the mound that night. That's kind of the closest thing that we have, which is pretty crazy technology.
Plus, when you get done with that, you just click it over to watch a movie too, right?
Yeah, yeah. Just go skydiving right after.
Yeah, Ian, we can't wait to see how things work out. The first T Greater Chicago's Waveland project is going to be a great, great facility, and it's going to help so many Chicagoland kids. And I think it's great that you're an ambassador and a part of it. And we want to thank you for your time, and we wish you great success not only today with the groundbreaking, but let's, for the love of God, get a season started, okay?
Thank you. I'll do my best. Appreciate it, guys.
All right, buddy. We'll see you later, Ian Happ. Very nice guy.
Yeah, he's the best.
They do that virtual. Have you ever put on those virtual goggles?
I don't think I have.
I mean, it's
real life?
Yeah.
Or lifelike?
It's very lifelike.
Yeah.
Like, I had to take them off right away because I got too freaked out, dizzy and a little freaked out.
I would actually love to do the thing where you're facing a major league pitcher. Yeah. I'm sure it would be very difficult, but it would be very interesting perspective.
Have him buzz one in high and tight right under your chin. I don't know that I want any part of that. Top three things trending on Twitter each day. At 7 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. Are you ready to go, Violetta?
I sure am.
All right, in at number three.
Apple Watch is launching a new time to walk feature. Dolly Parton, Shawn Mendes, and more are lending their voices to tracked walk exercises where people are going to be able to listen to stories or inspirational talks from interesting people.
You get to walk while Dolly Parton talks to you?
Yep.
All right. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Okay. A new TikTok trend and video from Bailey Blackney going viral right now, where it says, lay down your phone and see what it looks like from on top. It can't be that bad, she says, before creeping up to see. And then
I don't have a clue what you're even talking about.
Are these just a bunch of words in a random order that
what are you even talking about?
So, okay, like you lay your phone down on a table
to
see what you look like when you're on top.
So you have to put your camera on.
Yeah, you turn your camera on, put your phone down, and then you start creeping up to see, like, put yourself in the camera view. And she is just mortified by the way she looks and how funny it is. It's like really unflattering angle.
This is so stupid. But yeah, for some reason, I kind of want to try it.
You should.
But it also really, truly proves
what?
That we have completely run out of things to do.
Yep.
And we don't want to have any interaction with any other human beings unless it's them checking us out on TikTok.
Right.
Exactly.
It's really what the world is now.
And the good thing is this gives us another thing to be insecure about that we hadn't thought about. Oh, I look like crap from that angle. Ah, now my day's ruined.
I'm going to try it and I'll send it to you.
Oh, can't wait.
All right. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Trivago trending after the company's CEO was interrupted by his son on live CNN interview. His 7-year-old son tapped on his shoulder. He had his ear pods in, so he couldn't hear him come in originally.
Right.
And to not interrupt his dad, he wasn't making any noise or talking, but he was signaling to him, like, let's go to bed, like putting his hands and like laying down. And it's just adorable.
It's not that Trivago guy that that did all the commercials that then ended up doing something creepy.
Yeah, I think he got, it was DUI or something.
Yeah, he got into trouble for something.
Oh,
he had a mugshot, remember? Yeah.
Yeah, and we haven't heard anything from him since, have we?
No, is he still on the commercials?
I haven't even seen the Trivago commercials.
I haven't either.
You couldn't get away from him for a while. Right. Now, who knows? Thank you. As it always is, Tidbit Tuesday brought to you by Foot First Podiatries, exclusive cosmetics, Clara, bunionectomy, and toe shortening procedures. That will come into play for our last story today, by the way.
The toe shortening?
Yeah. Matthew Perry has sold his Malibu, California mansion for $13.1 million. Does it seem like every day we hear about another celebrity selling their house?
Yeah.
$13 million. He bought it in 2011 for $12. It has views of the Pacific Ocean, an outdoor spa, a movie theater, and a wraparound deck.
So he bought it for $12 10 years ago and sold it for $13?
Yep.
Well, you could have done better, Matthew.
Yep. You would think. Although I keep hearing about people selling for losses out there, but he's getting out of California.
Okay, maybe he's doing better than most.
Somebody who would do anything to be in a house other than a cell, Joe Exotic?
Yes, he would.
Yeah, he's still in jail, but it doesn't seem like it. TMZ says a Joe Exotic impersonator has now been spotted in Las Vegas. Vegas Joe has been hired to impersonate the Tiger King star in an upcoming Sin City show.
How much?
Vegas Joe looks just like Joe Exotic, has the same clothes, mannerisms, piercings, and tattoos. Hell, it might be him.
How upset do you think the real Joe's going to be when he finds that out?
Driving him crazy.
Yeah.
Someone who claims she's not upset, and she's lying, is Glenn Close, who says, it might be cool to never win an Oscar after being nominated 7 times. That's what somebody says after they've lost 7 times
exactly.
to try to make it okay.
Exactly, yeah.
Grey's Anatomy has been pushed back to March 11th. I still cannot believe it's on the air.
I know. I don't remember last time I watched that.
How many? 17th season.
Whoa. Ooh,
popular.
Is it?
I mean, it's still in season.
I guess so. Champ and Major have moved into the White House. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, the dogs.
They're officially in the house. Joe Biden's dogs. The White House recently shared photos of President Biden's 2 dogs, Champ and Major, on the grounds at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Champ is the older of the 2 dogs, has been enjoying sitting by the fireplace.
I'm sure.
Major, meanwhile, has reportedly been spotted running around the south lawn, you know, doing what dogs do when they run around the lawn.
Looking for a good spot.
The Daily Mail says the iPhone 12 can interfere with pacemakers and other medical devices. Heads up.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
No.
Apple says the iPhone 12 should be kept at least 6 inches away from medical devices because their magnets and electromagnetic fields may interfere with their ability to work. Well, thanks for the heads up.
Right.
Wow.
If that's a grandpa for Christmas, and now you got a big surprise, right?
True.
There's a device that can turn your phone, the one you have right now, into a telescope to observe the cosmos.
About time.
Available to pre-order now with a spring 2022 delivery. The Vespera is composed of a sleek observation station, a short tripod. Wasn't that your nickname in college?
Short tripod, again, not only in college, Eric.
A USB wall charger, blah, blah, blah. Through the app and the gadget, consumers are basically capturing their own snapshots of the moon, galaxies, nebulae, and much, much more.
Cool. That's awesome. I mean, we can do everything on the phone. You're not going to need any other product other than a phone very soon.
Unless you have a pacemaker.
In life.
Right. Like aliens, since you're looking up there.
Sure.
Man has nose and lip removed in order to resemble alien.
Oh, come on.
Good idea. Yep, yep. Good idea.
Yep. Guy from France. He is struggling to speak, they say. Because he doesn't have any lips.
Yeah, he can't even say wee-wee anymore.
He's struggling to speak because he has no nose and his top lip's been removed. He wanted to resemble an alien. Anthony Lofredo also covered his entire body in black tattoos and bolts.
He can still do this.
He can.
That's about it, though.
He says he's always dreamed of being a scary character, and now he finally is. And finally, speaking of scary characters, there's an update. Did you follow the story of the Oklahoma representative who wanted to officially make Bigfoot hunting season in Oklahoma?
I thought I saw something about that.
Oklahoma representative is facing backlash for Bigfoot hunting season, says he's been called an idiot. It's because you are an idiot.
That's the worst you've been called?
Last week, Fox News reported that Representative Justin Humphrey introduced a House bill urging the Oklahoma Wildlife Conservation Commission to establish a Bigfoot hunting season. It's a real bill, yes, said sources. Representative Humphrey told TMZ that since news of the bill broke, he's been flooded with calls and messages from people upset with him over the bill. According to sources, Bigfoot deniers are apparently angry with him for wasting time on a bill based around a creature that doesn't exist.
Says them.
Earlier this morning, I looked up, and one of the news stations was obviously out of news.
Yes. Or cross-promoting, right. One of the two.
And they were running a clip from last night's Bachelor, and the crawl across the bottom said, so-and-so accuses so-and-so of being an escort.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, I cannot wait for Whip's 30-second Bachelor review to find out what happened there, and thank God it's only going to be in 30 seconds time.
Yeah. Stick around for the end.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, you take 2 hours of hell, and you just smash them all down into 30 seconds to save us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Queen Victoria wants an apology from Katie for shutting her down in group conversation. Katie says, you're not getting an apology. Expressing yourself and name-calling are two different things. To which Victoria says, I can express myself with name-calling when I choose to. To which Katie says, if you want to express yourself by being toxic and rude, go for it. To which Victoria says, if you want to express yourself with your sex toy and think you're ready for an engagement, you can do that. Katie shoots back, I love my vibrator. Then they call each other the B-word and dramatic music plays and the scene ends. 5 more women show up. One of them makes out with Matt right off the bat. Everybody's mad. One of them calls the new one an actual prostitute, and Matt says, if you want to bully your way.
Wow. Escort. Did you say the V word too? Ooh. Wow.
Wow is right.
Oh, man, that's more than I needed. I'm sorry I missed it.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.